For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Last week, I lost the number for our guest on the Century of Lies program, Judge James P. Gray. He'll be joining us this next week, but it gave me a chance to talk to some of my listeners, and here's some extracts from that show.
Hello, Amanda. You're on the air.
What drugs would you consider drugs that ruin people's lives?
Tobacco, alcohol, in that order. Tobacco kills 400,000 Americans every year. Alcohol kills about 120, not counting car accidents.
So don't you think that it would be best to teach children from a young age self-control and how to control their own desires and temptations and stuff like that?
I think that's absolutely a profound thought.
People should be able to regulate themselves.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I cannot disagree one bit, Amanda.
That's the problem is that we live in a culture that is all about going to the extreme and stepping it up a notch, you know? And that's pretty much how it's going to continue being.
Well, again, it is that black market, that world's largest multi-level marketing organization that pushes this through our neighborhoods. People down and out get a little drugs. They want to make a little money. They talk to their friends and associates, and it just it makes it where children have an easier access getting drugs than they do tobacco or alcohol these days. It is an upside-down situation. Hello, James. You're on the air.
Hey, Dean, thanks for taking my call. Thanks for the show. And again, kind of on the Howard subject and the methamphetamine, I think that people like Howard fail to see that the problem with many drugs and many things in general is not the drug itself, but the use of it, overuse of it, and the abuse of it is what is the excess of the use. Your methamphetamine isn't going to kill you if you don't do it very much. And neither is any drug. If you do it, you know, once a day in small portions, then you're not going to have the same problems you are as if you get addicted to it and you do it every day and you do it over and over again. I mean, anything can have bad health effects if you do it too much. You drink too much, you get liver disease. You smoke too much, you get lung cancer. You smoke too much weed, you're going to be sitting the TV too much, in front of the TV too much. But the problem here is excess, and the prohibition creates even more problems by all the things that you always talk about with the black market and the criminals, and anybody who does it is a criminal.
It gives me great satisfaction to know that my regular listeners are educated about the subject of drug prohibition and are willing to talk about the subject. I'm also proud of the fact that tomorrow I've been invited to give a speech to the American Constitution Society about the origins and the machinations and the policy of drug prohibition. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.